Good afternoon and welcome to IZEA's Q3 2020 earnings call. I'm Ryan Schram, Chief Operating Officer at IZEA, and joining me today is IZEA Interim Chief Financial Officer Leanne Hitchcock and IZEA Chairman and Chief Executive Officer Ted Murphy. Thanks for being with us. Earlier today, the company issued a press release with details pertaining to our third quarter performance for 2020. If you'd like to review those details, all of IZEA's investor information can be found on our investor relations website at IZEA.com/investors. Before we begin, please take note of the safe harbor paragraph that appears at the end of the press release covering the company's financial results, and be advised that during the course of today's earnings call, our management team will discuss IZEA's business outlook and make forward-looking statements. These statements are predictions based on our team's expectations as of today that are subject to inherent risks and uncertainties and should not be unduly relied upon. Actual events, results, or trends could differ materially from our forecast due to a number of factors, including those mentioned in our most recently filed periodic reports with the SEC. The company and our management team assume no obligations to update any forward-looking statements made in today's call. In addition, our update today will refer to certain key metrics regarding gross billings and non-GAAP financial measures regarding adjusted EBITDA. A detailed explanation and reconciliation of these measures is disclosed in our earnings release and in our most recent Form 10-Q, available under SEC filings in the investors section of IZEA.com. Now, with the appropriate disclosures out of the way, I'm pleased to introduce my colleague and IZEA's Interim Chief Financial Officer, Leanne Hitchcock. Leanne.
Thank you, Ryan, and good afternoon, everyone. Let's begin with a summary of our results for the third quarter ended September 30th. For the 3 months ended September 30th, 2020, IZEA reported total revenues of $4 million, compared with $3.5 million coming from our managed service business and $522,000 coming from our SaaS offerings. We saw a $44,000 or 1% decrease in our managed service revenue and a $331,000 decline in our SaaS service revenue in Q3 2020 as compared to Q3 2019. Although there was the slight $44,000 decline in the Q3 2020 managed service revenue compared to Q3 2019, we were pleased to see revenue from managed services increase by $1 million or nearly 41% compared to our second quarter of 2020, which was greatly affected by the initial uncertainty surrounding COVID-19. Larger concentrated marketers are beginning to spend again, but there is still hesitancy to spend amounts on typical annual events that may change as a result of COVID-19 uncertainties, such as back-to-school campaigns. Despite the delay in the execution of existing orders from our customers, we have seen a slight increase in net sales orders in the third quarter of 2020 compared to the second quarter of 2020, as marketers who are still advertising shifted more of their spend to influencer marketing campaigns. For Q3 2020, our gross billings decreased to $5.5 million compared to $6.7 million in Q3 2019. This 17% decline in gross billings was primarily due to a $1.1 million decline in marketplace spend and license fees from our SaaS customers, due primarily to a churn in the renewal of some of those customers and curtailed spending as marketers paused and changed their spending habits due to COVID-19 uncertainties and other factors. The reduction in SaaS gross billings resulted in the $331,000 decrease in SaaS service revenue in Q3 2020 as compared to Q3 2019. Our cost of revenue, exclusive of amortization, was $1.7 million in Q3 2020, as compared to $1.9 million in Q3 2019. As a percentage of revenue, our cost of revenue, exclusive of amortization, has improved from 43% in Q3 2019 to 42% in Q3 2020, primarily due to the reduction in personnel and travel-related costs on the fulfillment of our customer marketing campaigns. Our total costs and expenses were $5.3 million for Q3 2020, compared with $5.6 million for Q3 2019. If we exclude the non-cash $794,000 gain on the final settlement of our acquisition cost liabilities recorded in Q3 2019, the improvement between periods is more than $1 million, as a result of the $200,000 decrease in cost of revenue, a $61,000 reduction in amortization costs as assets were fully amortized in the quarter, and over $700,000 in cost reduction efforts affecting personnel, software subscriptions, rent, travel, and marketing expenditures that were cut due to COVID-19 operating changes. We also saw reduced hosting costs by optimizing usage of our data hosting servers after shutting down the Tap Influence technology platform in February 2020. Our net loss for Q3 2020 was $1.3 million, or 3 cents per share, compared to our net loss of $1.2 million, or 4 cents per share, for Q3 2019. Despite the decline in overall revenues, we were able to improve adjusted EBITDA by $531,000, or 42%, to a negative $725,000 in Q3 2020, compared to a negative $1.3 million in Q3 2019. This was achieved through steps taken to curb spending during this period. To summarize, although our team is working remotely and our internal business operations are fully functional, we are still experiencing impacts from the outbreak of COVID-19 on our results of operations. We have observed changes in advertising decisions, timing, and spending priorities from our customers, which have had a negative impact on our revenue. But we have also found ways to reduce expenses and gain efficiencies in our internal operations to minimize the effect. While the disruption is currently expected to be temporary, there is a high level of uncertainty around the duration and the total economic impact, especially as marketers prepare their budgets for the future. Between June and August 2020, we raised gross proceeds of $25.7 million through the sale of 13.3 million shares of our common stock under an at-the-market offering program registered on our shelf registration statement filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission. As of September 30, 2020, we had cash on hand of $30.6 million with no amounts used on our $5 million line of credit. We expect that our cash on hand will be sufficient to cover our operating needs for the next 12 months. With that, I'll turn the call back over to Ryan.
Thanks, Leanne. Don't let the urgent drown out the important. These are wise words our industry contemporary Marissa Mayer once said, and has particularly resonated with me and our team given the extraordinary events we are living through and navigating as a business. With the constant macroeconomic and public health tumult, at times, each business day of 2020 has felt like a week. Each week, a month. And yet, by focusing on the things we can control, Team IZEA has demonstrably been able to hone in on those important factors, driving meaningful results, particularly during this third quarter. A benchmark of successful businesses is not just the new customers that you secure, but how well you retain and grow them over time. At the start of the COVID crisis, cognizant that the broader marketing landscape could be unpredictable and inconsistent from new business efforts, our experienced professionals focused on expanding our existing client relationships, especially those in key sectors, such as home entertainment, high-frequency consumer packaged goods, and direct-to-consumer e-commerce that were bolstered by the pandemic and related stay-at-home dynamics. Those factors, combined with brands' needs to redirect their marketing expenditures, allowed IZEA to enjoy the benefits of having high-impact campaigns within a medium such as influencer marketing that reached consumers outside of conventional approaches. We believe that post-pandemic, these changes in strategy could be long felt, especially given how value is created in a well-rounded, strategic investment placed into the creator economy. Compared to old, expensive corners of media such as television or out of home, influencer marketing not only is more cost-effective, it delivers a longer lifetime value through highly measurable results. So what happens when you pair the world-class client service from IZEA's team of professionals with brands who want to take full advantage of the changing climate and the hottest social platforms? Well, for starters, unprecedented scale and consumer engagement. Recently, NPR's Morning Edition cited that the popular children's YouTube video and brainwashing earworm Baby Shark had become the platform's most viewed clip of all time, with 7.05 billion views. Not too shabby. But here's the other part of the story. Highly snackable and shareable content on platforms such as TikTok are rewriting the rules of what is considered normal and shattering previous measurement records as a result. Our clients realized this when they worked with our team for the direct-to-home release of Scoob, its addictive TikTok dance choreographed by famed renegade influencer Jalia Harmon, has racked up 7.2 billion global views and counting since the campaign's launch earlier this year. As we look to 2021 and beyond, the implications of short-form photo and video-based platforms such as TikTok, Twitch, Instagram Stories, and others cannot be understated in terms of the potential results they can bring to bear for today's modern brand marketers. These are not just quote-unquote kid apps. The impact is being seen in key advertising demographics, such as the desirable adults aged 18 to 49 bracket. Another large trend, the global impact of influencer marketing. On September 21st, IZEA announced the formation of Influence United, the first global alliance of its kind. Historically, chief marketing officers have been hindered in their ability to receive cohesive, multi-continent concepting, integrated strategy, and investment approaches, often having to waste time vetting and onboarding multiple vendors who lack experience and scalability required in today's creator economy. Localized cultural nuances, language barriers, and contractual differences are also crucial considerations for each of these geographies. So the Influence United Alliance seeks to take the stress out of globalization and streamline the entire executional journey from proposal to results for the world's foremost companies. The alliance serves as the easiest way to execute a unified influencer marketing campaign with trusted leaders who are localized in presence, but global in scope. Serving as founding member, IZEA subsequently welcomed other charter members to the Influence United Alliance, including Bazool of the EU, LATAM's Fluveep, and India's Chatterbox. The Alliance plans to introduce additional members in the coming months to round out a complete global footprint. Already, multiple brands have availed themselves of this exciting opportunity, and we believe that will continue to increase over the coming years. Stay tuned. On the operational front, I want to quickly address something Leanne mentioned in her remarks earlier related to the substantial year-over-year decrease in our expenses related to areas such as rent and travel. Our entire North American team has been in a virtual-only stance since mid-March. Based on the combination of guidance from public health professionals, as well as internal surveying of our team members, our management team has made the determination that all of our personnel will remain working from home until the conclusion of the second quarter of 2021 at the earliest. We consider ourselves to be extremely fortunate to serve in a category whereby our ability to grow and function as a business is not impeded on a day-to-day basis by not being in our normal physical office locations. Through a combination of solid planning and focusing on our infrastructure being 100% cloud-based, the transition for our team members was largely a non-event technologically. That said, we miss seeing one another except for video conferences, and we can't wait to be able to travel to be with our clients in person once it's safe for everyone to do so without increased risk. However, we value everyone's health and safety above all else and remain hopeful that by this time next year, life will feel a lot more like normal again. Until then, our team remains subject to the various risks and uncertainties of the day related to the COVID pandemic, political and social justice issues, to say the least. And while we've been largely able to circumnavigate those, I want to stress how something simple seeming as a social platform boycott can have a material impact on IZEA's revenue recognition, whether it happens to be an unexpected delay in a campaign or even so far as a cancellation for our brand clients who choose to align themselves accordingly. In those situations, we rely on our team's ability to leverage the company's extensive thought leadership, research, and data-driven insights to help prescribe the best possible outcome for our clients. But it's something for shareholders to be mindful of as we continue down a path never forged before in the history of advertising. For more details on that road ahead, and to share some exciting announcements on other aspects of IZEA's progress, I'd now like to turn the call over to my colleague and IZEA's chairman and CEO, Ted Murphy. Ted.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate the hard work that you, Leanne, and the rest of Team IZEA have put forward to continually evolve our company in these unprecedented times. I'm excited about the progress and changes we have made and the positive impacts that they've had on the bottom line. On our last call, I spoke about the headwinds that we are seeing for enterprise SaaS and cautioned that this line of our business would likely continue to face challenges over the coming quarters. While we have started to collect some enterprise wins again, the macro climate for enterprise MarTech software is dramatically different than it was at the beginning of this year. Marketing budgets have shrunk, teams have been consolidated, and many are taking a wait-and-see approach before making new long-term commitments. Fortunately, IZEA has been focused on a much broader strategic vision for some time now, and we are starting to capitalize on some of the investments we have made to diversify and scale our customer base with a variety of revenue streams. IZEA's vision has always been to connect the buyers and sellers who drive the creator economy forward. Our goal is for both parties to financially benefit by transacting and collaborating with each other. During our Shake streaming event last month, I outlined the pillars of that vision and our intent to make IZEA technology platforms available and affordable for the broadest base of customers possible. I'm excited to share that we are making progress. We continue to see growth with IZEA X Discovery, our self-service offering. At the end of Q2, we shared that we had hit an all-time record number of customers licensing our software due to this credit card-driven platform. This trend has continued in Q3. IZEA X Discovery has seen remarkable resilience since COVID. As a result, we ended Q3 with the highest number of active software customers we've ever had. As we peek into Q4, that number was bested in October and looks to be on track to be bested here again in November. An IZEA X Discovery license costs significantly less than our Enterprise Unity suite. It is also a much different sales process. Unity Suite requires a demo from a salesperson, involves contracting with legal, and typically involves a customer procurement team as well. The time to close can extend multiple months for an enterprise customer. Discovery just requires a valid credit card, and after visiting the website, many customers buy the same day. Discovery is inherently more scalable, but it also requires more customers to generate the same amount of revenue. Long term, we would much rather have more customers, even if they are paying less per customer each month for our software. As our mix of software customers continues to evolve, we may see near-term decreases in software revenue, even though we have more active customers overall. As we have evaluated the near-term challenges with enterprise software sales, as well as the opportunities with self-service offerings, we have made some adjustments to our sales and marketing initiatives. We have been investing much more aggressively in our marketing efforts to broaden our customer base and drive self-service revenue growth. That includes everything from influencer marketing to search engine optimization, search engine marketing, and paid social. There was a material uptick in media investment that started in earnest in September, and the results were near immediate. New signups for IZEA X Discovery hit an all-time high in October. It was up 2.6x from October of last year. Monthly recurring revenue for IZEA X Discovery also hit an all-time high in October and was up more than 25% from September of this year, which was the previous record. The growth in IZEA X Discovery is one of the reasons we are so excited about Shake. Lower price points and shorter commitments dramatically widen our buyer universe. And unlike the past, we have significantly more capital to invest in customer acquisition. While the primary focus of recent increased marketing efforts have been on self-service, we believe there's also been a halo effect on our other offerings. The number of enterprise SaaS demos per day has been increasing, and the dollar value of new opportunity pipeline for managed services also hit a yearly high in October. Early indications are that our marketing efforts are working, and we believe there are ongoing performance optimizations to make each dollar we spend more effective as we gather more data. To that end, we have ongoing multivariate testing and benchmarking in place in an effort to continually improve our marketing outcomes. We've also engaged two advertising partners to help us measure, test, and experiment with creative new approaches. Marketing spend will increase in Q4 and moving forward. It will include not only investment in paid marketing efforts, but also properly staffing the marketing organization for success. We will be adding full-time personnel dedicated to managing our social media, as well as marketing automation in the coming months. Not only have we made adjustments in sales and marketing, we have also made some changes in engineering priorities to capitalize on the opportunity we see with IZEA X Discovery, Shake, and a general shift towards a much broader customer profile than ever before. Our team had originally planned to release IZEA X 4.0 and BrandGraph 2.0, both of which are targeted at enterprise SaaS customers, next month. However, as we have gained more insights over the past quarter, we have made the decision to hold both releases until 2021. Our leadership team came to this conclusion for four primary reasons. Number one, we are working our way through some growing pains. We have never added this many engineering team members this fast to our development efforts, let alone completely remote and located around the world. While our employees reside in the United States, we now have full-time engineering contractors that act as an extension to our team in Brazil, Egypt, Nigeria, and Kenya. These global contractors not only lower our engineering costs per team member, but they enable us to expand our daily window of engineering operations. The additional development acumen will provide us with an advantage long-term, but short-term, it is taking more time away from our most senior engineering team members than we anticipated. Number two, we want to deliver an even better experience for the new version of IZEA X. There have been significant technology advances made by our data science team very recently. These are next generation leaps forward, utilizing neural networks to gain unprecedented new insights about content and creators. Our engineers need more time to get that data surfaced inside the platform. Number three, we want to push our enterprise-focused software announcements past any post-election noise. We are hopeful that on the other side of the inauguration and continued progress with COVID vaccine tests, we will be better positioned to garner attention from marketers, and they will be more comfortable in making larger software investments. Number four, and most importantly, we want to be able to cycle quickly on self-service software improvements in order to improve conversion and retention of customers. Which brings us to Shake, our new self-service platform. I have some exciting news to share. Today is the day we have all been waiting for. Just a bit ago, we quietly turned on the buy button for everyone on the Shake website. Anyone with a Shake account and a valid credit card can now go into the marketplace, search for a creator, and make a purchase. In addition, today IZEA launched a broad-scale influencer marketing and paid media campaign to drive traffic to some of the best individual Shake listings. We are incredibly excited about the people who have joined the platform to date, and we can't wait to see how it grows over time. Our engineering team has been releasing new updates on a near daily basis, and the feedback that we have received from users has been incredible in helping us guide development of the platform. This is day one for Shake. As we look to the future, we will be enabling more powerful search capabilities, turning on more categories, and bringing more IZEA data and insights to the Shake experience. This year has surely put IZEA to the test. A global pandemic, a recession, social media boycotts. We've had a lot thrown at us all at once. But this team came together. Instead of retreating when faced with adversity, we doubled down on efficiency and dramatically improved our operating margins. We doubled down on innovation and launched 2 brand new products. And we doubled down on service to drive amazing campaign results for customers, all despite the most difficult of circumstances. As we look to close out 2020, I'm immensely proud of my fellow IZEAns, and I hope our shareholders recognize just how dedicated and special this group of people is. I'm also incredibly optimistic about the future, the technology we have just released, and the other next generation capabilities that are just around the corner. Thank you all for your support. I would now like to open up the call for Q&A.